Hello and welcome to Grey Shields, a Dungeons & Dragons story podcast. This is your orientation and introduction to the world that the story will take place in. In this short episode, our players will introduce themselves and the characters that they will be playing, and I, our Dungeon Master, will introduce myself and the world created for this story. My name is Nako. I am our DM and the writer of this story. Our adventure takes place in a land called Rubali. Rubali is an island continent filled with a myriad of folk with a wide range of natural resources. It houses one major city, also known as Rubali, with neighboring districts for different purposes. There's an agricultural district to the south of the city, a mercantile district to the north, and an industrial zone to the west. Past the industrial district is an area of unexplored mountains. Rubali's most defining point is a school at the heart of the city, the Great Rubali Adventuring Institute, or the Grey for short. The Grey takes in a multitude of students from all around to teach them to fight monsters, cast spells, and overall become adventurers. These students provide a sort of police force for the city, making the school itself the strongest protection system that the whole continent has. Studies at the Institute are a bit unorthodox, with students being trained in parties of four rather than individually. Our story follows four new students at the Grey, who applied to the school alone, and perhaps by destiny have been placed together to train and become a group of adventurers. We'll follow them as they progress through the levels at the Grey, fighting evil, slaying monsters, and bickering with each other all along the way.
I'm Jake. I'll be playing Diagon Baldrick. He is a Goliath barbarian. He's true neutral, and he is sleepy all the time, and he will stop at nothing to become the greatest monster slayer there ever was.
My parents are farmers in the grasslands, which is pretty lame, but that's where I'm from. Wow. Some little town in the grasslands. I'm a small town boy. Parents are stupid farmers now. They used to be adventurers. So that's why they signed me up for this junk. I don't need this school. I could just go out and kill all the monsters I want. I don't need training.
That's why you're here.
Big talk for a big
my
man.
My parents told me I had to become a hero.
I'm David. I'll be playing Allison. She's a female high elf wizard. She was adopted by two human parents and found out that she had the ability to do magic. And she's very book smart, loves reading, loves learning and whatnot. So, yeah.
What race is she?
High elf. Yeah. My parents adopted me from an orphanage. They didn't know that I was a high elf and had the ability to do magic, but I scored very well on a standardized test in my hometown. And one of my teachers put me in contact with people who worked at the school, and they found me a group to go there. I kind of like placed in your test.
My name is Anna. I'm going to be playing a character named Onyx. She's a rock gnome bard. She's neutral good, and she's like a healer type. She's like the support of the group. The Onyx gemstone is actually associated with like healing and protection from energy drain. She's 3'5", and yeah, she plays a few instruments as a bard, but her favorite is the dulcimer. And she carries around this special decorative bowl that is a family heirloom. She wears it on her head like a hat.
Well, I'm a rock gnome, so I came from over in the west. There's some mining areas. Rock gnomes are like well known for digging up gemstones. So also that's where my name comes from, Onyx. So I'm from a big family, and all the kids are named after gems.
All right, I'm Colin. I'm playing Zero. He is a ranger/druid Earth Ganassi. His alignment is mainly neutral evil, and with coming being a druid mainly, he has like a one main feature that druids have, and I decided to pick a haunted one, which means he has a heart of darkness and something in his past always lingers within him. And that really affects in his personality and his actions that he mainly does. And then, like, his main traits for just personality overall would have to be, like, he's a hunter. He was born a druid and has now learned the ways of being a hunter with a bow. So he's just, like, he's fighting this evil within him and he's trying to stop it. And he is always the kid in the group that carries around sparklers or firecrackers and lights them off in the back of the room. Teacher's not looking. So that's my character.
How do you spell zero?
Z-E-R-O.
Okay, okay. I was wondering if it was with an X or not.
Oh. An X?
Yeah, an X, X-E-R-O.
Episode 1 is already out, so be sure to go give it a listen. For more updates, you can follow us on Instagram at GrayShieldsD&D, and you can subscribe to us on YouTube. Once again, I am your Dungeon Master, Nako, and I will see you later.